Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on the 18th of December 2010. I'm Karen Bryan, founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find European travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'd like to talk about the Spanish city of Malaga and why I think it makes a great short break city break destination. You can read all my posts about Malaga on the blog at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. But now I'd like to talk about some of the reasons why I loved staying in Malaga. The Alcazaba is a Moorish fort which has great views over the city. I went on a Sunday afternoon when it was free to get in, but normally it's only 2 or 3 euro. Very interesting historic building, great photo opportunities for views over the city. Now, I don't know if I was just lucky, specific weather conditions, light, whatever, during my stay in Malaga in September 2010, but on several evenings I saw absolutely fantastic sunsets over Malaga port. Pinky, purpley clouds, so do keep an eye open for some fantastic sunsets if you're there. I also really enjoyed exploring Malaga Park. It's an outdoor botanical garden which is almost 1 kilometre long. There's a shady path along either side of it, and in the central part there are lots of little shady enclaves where you can sit and admire the beautiful tiled fountains. If you're looking for free things to do in Malaga, you can go to the Centre for Contemporary Art. Lots of modern art from all over the world is displayed here. It says on their website that it's also a free Wi-Fi zone, but during my visit the Wi-Fi wasn't operational, and because I can't speak Spanish I couldn't ascertain if that was just a problem that day or it's an ongoing issue. Now, the opening hours at CAC, as it's called, Centre for Contemporary Art, vary according to season, and sometimes in low season it's shut in the afternoon between 2 and 5pm, so do check out the times before you visit. There's also quite a nice trendy cafe there with some outdoor seating. And one of the reasons why Malaga makes such a good short break destination is because there's a beach right next to the city centre, Malagueta Beach. Now, it may not be the most beautiful beach in the area, but I thought it was quite clean, well cared for, well equipped, toilets, showers, areas to work out, various machines, and the water did look quite clean. So it's such a boon having a beach that's accessible from the city centre. Most hotels you could get there within 10, 15, even 20 minute walk. So you could combine all that's going on in the city, culture, nightlife, shopping wise, with some time on the beach. Just as I've said, Malaga is pretty good for shopping. Good selection of big department stores, some specialist shops, and one that I managed to spot was Viva La Fiera, which seemed to sell flamenco dresses. So if you think you'd like to buy a flamenco dress as a souvenir of your visit to Spain, certainly seems to be a good choice at that shop in Malaga. One of the landmarks of Malaga is the cathedral. It's a beautiful building. I didn't actually go inside, but I spent some time in a little garden very close to it, which was very beautiful and shady. It was quite hot when I was there, about 30 degrees, so I was forever looking for shade. But evidently during the construction of the cathedral, money ran out. It should have 2 towers, but it only has one, so its local nickname is the One-Armed Lady. I was very impressed by the beautiful stained glass window at Anzares Market, which is the fruit, veg and meat market. So it's certainly worth going there if you want to buy some fruit, or if you have a self-catering apartment to buy meat and fish. I managed to spot quite a few interesting modern sculptures just dotted around Malaga. And if you find there isn't enough for you to do in Malaga on a short break, which I think is highly unlikely, there are loads of places you can go on a day trip, such as Marbella or up to Ronda. So do check out Malaga. Plenty of low-cost airlines fly there, good prices on hotels. I hope you've enjoyed this Europe à la carte podcast and you'll join us again soon.